Many times in our lives, you're going to have problems. You're going to have discouragements. People aren't going to do what they said they would do, what they promised they would do. And the psalmist in the 37th Psalm starts out and says, "Do not fret because of evildoers." But don't we do that? We worry about what people are going to do to us, how they're going to harm us, how they're going to take advantage of us. But there's a second half to that quote in 37:1. It says, "Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity." We not only shouldn't be afraid of the folks who are evildoers, we shouldn't look at them and say, "Man, look how easy life is for them." We shouldn't look at the drug dealer and say, "You know, man, they're making lots of money, driving nice cars, got a big house." Because sooner or later, to use a colloquialism, they're going to end up in the big house. They're going to end up in jail if they're still alive. We shouldn't look at somebody who's a worker of iniquity and be envious of them. Verse 2 says, "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither like the green herb." What a wonderful, wonderful encouragement that is. Yes, there are people who are making a very good life for themselves here on this earth, doing evil things. You'd be a fool to deny that. I mean, it's around us. We see it all the time. But they're going to be cut down. They're going to be like the grass. He tells us in verse 3 to trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. What's your focus in life? You know, when things go wrong, what do you do? On Sunday morning, we're studying Exodus. What went wrong with the Israelites is they didn't have any water. And the first thing they did was complain. Murmur is the word the King James uses. I like that word. They murmured. You ever murmur? The closest in the English language to that word murmur is whine. "Oh, poor me. Nobody's got, I'm thirsty and there's nothing, there's, you know, I need this, I need that, I'm so, oh." Trust in the Lord and do good. Did you see the two halves of that? One's mental and one's physical. The trust in the Lord and then do good. That's the solution. That's the answer. In verse 5, he says, "Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him also." Same thing. Do good. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust him. And he'll bring it to pass. He'll bring forth your righteousness as the light. You ever been falsely accused of something? I think all of us have. But he says, he'll bring forth your righteousness and the light and your justice as the noonday. It'll come out what the truth is. Don't be envious of those folks. Don't be fearful of them. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I don't know a harder verse in the Bible to obey than that verse. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. We want it now. As a matter of fact, we want it yesterday. We don't want to wait. We want it to happen right now. But he said, "Don't fret of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Don't fret. It only causes harm." Are you carrying anger in you? Wrath? The difference between the two is one of them, I can't stand you. And the other one, I want to punch you in the nose. Okay? I want to do harm to you. Get rid of that. Don't fret. Oh, aren't we good at that? Worrying. Anxious. Oh, how is this going to work out? How's that? That only causes harm. It causes physical harm to your body to sit and fret. He said, don't worry about it. Verse 9, the evildoer shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Yet for a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you'll look carefully for his place, and it shall be no more. Wouldn't that be wonderful to live in a city where you had to go looking to find an evil person? I mean, there's none in the block you live in, so maybe in the next block. There's nobody who does anything wrong at work. They're all righteous, upright, civil, helpful people. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have to go looking for somebody and then not find them? He's describing heaven. He's not talking about earth here, folks, because that's not going to happen here. But he says the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Do you want that peace? God offers it to us. Trust in him. Rest in him. Commit your way to him. Resist anger and wrath. And stop fretting. And peace is yours. The wicked plots against the just, gnashes at him with his teeth, and the Lord laughs at him. The Lord laughs at him. He sees that his day is coming. God says, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Today's vernacular, I got your back. Don't worry about it. I'll handle it. Do you want that peace? It's there for every one of us. It's in Christ the Lord. It's in committing ourselves to him, and it's in trusting him, and it's resting in him. And that, for me, the most difficult of all words, being patient in him. Do you need us to pray for you? We certainly stand ready. If you need to be immersed for the forgiveness of your sins, because you believe in Jesus Christ and you want that peace, we stand ready to do that too. Please give us that opportunity while we stand and while we sing.